I'll begin. We're up to Perek Mem Beis, the last Perek. It's a short Perek. There's not that much. But as a introduction, before we go to Perek Mem Beis, I want to just point out one last Yesoid about the Leviathan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the last Perek, Perek Mem Aleph, and part of Perek Mem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in very great detail, describes the Leviathan to Eve. And the big question is, what exactly is HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming to do? What is he coming to do by describing the Leviathan in such great detail to Eve? How is that a response? How is that a necham, an answer to the suffering of Eve? There's one idea I came across. It's a little bit different. We all are aware there's something called Perek Shira, right? Perek Shira comes to the very, very big debate who exactly wrote Perek Shira. Was it written by David HaMelech? Was it written by someone from the times of Tanakh? Was it a little bit later? But in any event, in Perek Shira, all of the various creatures are assigned the pasuk. It's a pasuk which captures the essence of what their mission, what they expressed in song to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And believe it or not, the Leviathan is one of the creatures that is listed in Perek Shira, and the Leviathan has a Shira. What is the Shira of the Leviathan? A pasuk that we say very often, Hoidu LaHashem Ki Tov Ki Li'olam Chasta. This is the pasuk of the Leviathan. And the question is, my inyan zelazeh, what's the shaychus of that pasuk? So one interesting idea, Leviathan is the loneliest creature in the world. Why do we say that? Because the Baruch Hu created a double Leviathan, a male and a female. And the male, the female, the Gemara discusses this, the female, Hashem, at the time of Maisa, Bereishis, Hashem struggled with the male and the female, Hashem realized that if the male and the female were able to, were permitted to reproduce, then they would multiply to the point where the world could not exist. They're too massive, they're too large. So Kadosh Baruch Hu had no choice but to slaughter, but to take the life of one of the two.
Hashem didn't know that originally?
Well, it's a very good question. All of these are very big mysteries. I don't know the answer. So why did Hashem create in a situation where they would have to kill one of them? Very good question. I do not know the answer. But for the moment, Kadosh Baruch Hu...
That's the only such situation where a Kadosh starts out with one plan and then...
Then there's a change of plan.
Go to plan B.
Okay, these are midrashim, so it's very hard to understand what this means. But in any event, the Gemara makes it very clear, Kadosh Baruch Hu, we slaughtered the female and salted it, put it away, preserved it for the tzaddikim le'asilavo, and Hashem allowed the male Leviathan to continue to exist throughout the entire history of the world. And in fact, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, every day, part of the day, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he plays Hashem, in the beginning of the day, he feeds all of the creatures. Hashem is oisek part of the shiduchim, and part of Hashem's day is where Hashem spends time playing his mesachik with the Leviathan. And that is the male Leviathan. The Gemara, in fact, says, Gemara asks a question, why did Kadosh Baruch Hu slaughter the female and allow the male to survive? Why didn't Hashem do the opposite? Why couldn't Kadosh Baruch Hu slaughter the male, put the male away for a lost lover, and allow the female to survive? And the Gemara says, because since Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be playing, it's part of Kadosh Baruch Hu's plan to play with the Leviathan. So it's not derech eretz, klapei maila, for Kadosh Baruch Hu to play with the female. So the Gemara says... So that's a disciple. But the point we have over here is we have in Maaseh Bereishis, there's a male and a female. And the male was preserved, it was allowed to live, and the female was slaughtered, the female died and was preserved, lost the lava. So that means that the male, Leviathan, is all alone. It does not have a zivug. It's a lonely creature. And its loneliness is not just for a couple of years. The Leviathan exists from the beginning of time to the end of time. From the beginning of my Sibaratius all the way until Yemos HaMashiach, in time when the Leviathan will be stood by the Shur HaBar. Pasez in the Pasuk, Loi Toiv Heyos Adam Levada. Pasuk is addressing a human being, an Adam, but the concept can be expanded upon to all creatures. It's not a good thing for a creature to be alone. And the way this is described is with the term Lo Tov. Therefore, the Leviathan has a very valid complaint against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You basically brought me into this world to suffer. You've created me. I had a zivuk, the only zivuk that I can possibly have. I exist throughout the entire history of time from beginning to end. You've taken my zivuk away from me. And here I am for 6,000 years, a lonely creature. I am in the category of lo tov, I have a bitter complaint. Lo tov. Yet, what does the Levi Yosson say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What is the shir of the Levi Yosson throughout its entire existence? Hoidu l'Hashem ki tov. The Levi Yosson does not complain. It's not bitter. Instead it says, Hashem is tov. So the message is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to Eve, you have what to complain about. You're bitter, that you suffer. You're just a human being. You only live for a short period of time, for 120 years. You're bitter? Let me show you Hashem's final message to Eve. Why don't we study the Levi Yosson? The Levi Yosson is a mighty creature that exists in the entire history of time, from beginning to end. The Levi Yosson has what to complain about. I've in fact given the Levi Yosson the words that he can complain. Lo tov, heyos adam levado. Yet the shira of the Levi Yosson is hoidu l'Hashem ki tov. The Levi Yosson is not bitter. It's matzik olav es hadin. This should serve for you as a model, not to complain, not to be bitter against HaKadosh Baruch Hu when things are not going your way. So this is just one idea. There's also the other. There's a lot of more discussion about of kili olam chasto. On Shabbos we say the mizmar of Hoidu Hashem kitav kili olam chasto. We go through 26 expressions where we conclude kili olam chasto, which corresponds to the 26 generations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustained the world without the zechus of Torah. The zechus of Torah first came into the world 26 generations with the birth of Adam, the birth of Avraham. Avraham Avinu was the way with the Matan Torah. I'm getting confused with the Medrash. Okay, 26 generations after the Zechus of the Matan Torah. Matan Torah was 26.
Matan
Torah. So Matan Torah was 26 generations from Ma'aseh Bereishis. The 26 generations of the Shvaruch who sustained the world, even though there was no Zechus Torah, Kili Olam Chasto. And that is, in essence, the Levi Yosson. The Levi Yosson is a creature which recognizes his essence. He recognizes the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the Levi Yosson exists from the beginning of time to the end of time, and recognizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for the world more than it deserves. And this is the musra HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving Eve. Eve, look at the Levi Yosson. The Levi Yosson knows that there's more to the world than what meets the eye. Kili olam chasto. And therefore, you as well should not be bitter, complain why as to why you suffer. Okay, with that, we now go to Perek Mem Beis. Vayan Eiv es Hashem vayamar. Eiv now responds and says to Hashem, is saying, Yodati, I know, ki chol, this is next to the Kivich Siv, it's we had the Yud, Yodati, ki chol, tu chol, I now recognize that you can do whatever you want, for lo yibotzer, mimcha mizima, and it's not held back from you, any plan. Mizima means a plan. Everything you plan to do in this world can be fulfilled, and Eiv basically at this point in time is acknowledging, he is humbling himself before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is expressing charata for challenging HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzudas Pasuk Beis Yodati, Me'oz Yodati, Asher Yuchol Tuchol, Kol Asher Tachpots. From now, from then, I'm not exactly sure what it means at this point, but I'm aware, Asher Yuchol Tuchol, Kol Asher There's nothing that can be withheld from you. There's no thought that can be withheld from you. May'oz, the pasuk we had before, May'oz, Chacham, Levo, V'amitz, Koyach, that Eiv also said before, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I recognize that you Hashem are a chacham levav, you are a wise heart, and your power is infinite. So Eiv over here, just basic introduction, Eiv over here come to acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your power is infinite. I acknowledge I was out of line to complain Rashi, but yadati ki kol tuchal, ki akol tuchal asos, kasher yosha beinecha, you can do whatever you want that is pleasing your eyes, v'leibotzimcha muzima, v'koifel miloso, he repeats this expression. He repeats the second part of the pasuk as a repetition of the first part of the pasuk. She'ein mizima machshava nivtzeres v'nisteres mimcha. There is no plan or thought that is withheld from you. Asher kol machshava secha tuchal ligmar. All of your thoughts can be brought to fruition. Ulamalois and be fulfilled. Ki biyotcha koyach ugvur biyotcha lasos kol atoiv beinecha. Umik rezeh dugmas. This pasuk is similar what it says in in the beginning of Chumash Bereishis, V'atolo yibatzer mehem kol asher yazumu lasos. Here HaKadosh Baruch Hu, here it says the opposite. Here HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying about Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have to go and put an end to the world. I have to stop the evil generation of the door of Noach, because this after the Mabul, this is by the door HaFloga, that if I allow them to continue to build this Migdol, there's nothing stopping these people. I have no choice but to go down into this world and to confuse their tongues and to put into their minds different languages, so they will not know how to communicate one among the other, so they should not come together and destroy the world. The Koyach of Achdus is so powerful that if there was true Achdus in this world, there's nothing that could not be done. The impossible can be done. And in order for this world to continue to exist, man should not use the Koyach of Achdus to rebel and destroy the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu built into Maisa Bereishis, built in at least at that point in time during Torah Flaga, a Koyach that there would never be in this world Achdus. And that would prevent the people coming together and rebelling and destroying the world. So there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking, and it is speaking in that fashion. And here we're just using the same idea that Eev says that, but with regard to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, anything that you want to do can be fulfilled. There's nothing holding you back.
On the other hand, we say that Achdus is a very important thing.
Yes, Achdus is for good purposes. But for the world that does not have at their disposal the Koyach of Torah, and they can very easily be misled to do the wrong thing, so Achdus can turn into something that's very harmful. That's a special Ashkoch that we have. You look just even in our lifetimes. You see, even in our own lifetimes, you see the different nations of the world. There are always different alliances. Always different alliances. Who's our enemy today? Yesterday was our friend. Today, our friends from yesterday, our enemies today. If there wouldn't be musical chairs, people wouldn't keep on moving around, then things would develop in this world a lot differently. And basically what the Pasuk is telling us in Bereishis, it would develop in a much more dangerous way than we would like. But that's part of the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adrab does not want all the nations of the world to come together. There should be differences, so they should not join together and accomplish things that are harmful for the world. Okay, pasik. So the pasik base, pasik gimel. Mizeh malim etza mibli doas. Who can be foolish to conceal counsel without knowledge? L'chein higadeti v'loy oven niflos mimeni v'lo eda. Okay, there's a lot going on in this pasuk. Basically, we'll see the mitzvot very go through very carefully, very carefully, word by word. But basically, what Eel over here is saying, he's apologizing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's saying that the reason why I challenged you, Hashem, and I questioned your hanaga was because I was unaware of your greatness. I didn't know the depth of your power, the depth of your knowledge, and that's why I was foolish to challenge you and to question as to why I suffer. But now that you, Hashem, have explained all of this to me, you've shown me the wonders of creation these last, I think it's three, four parakim, now I acknowledge that you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is infinite, and I am not even worth, I'm a nothing, and therefore that is why I made a mistake, I spoke, and I said things that I should not have. Okay, let's just see, we'll see the inside of the mitzvah, then we'll go back to the pasuk and try to translate the pasuk more literally inside. Pasuk gimel, mizeh, rotzoloimar, ulam. However, now he's coming over here to respond to two different points. If we go back in this parak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there were two different sections in the last parak, in the last few parakim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Eve. Hashem addressed Eve twice. And in each address, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked him a question. So here we go. Rotzoloimar, ulam. L'mash omar b'manu harishoina. First thing first, this that you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you said to me, you spoke up in the first response, the first of the two responses. Mizeh, who is this foolish person? Hashem spoke to him and said to him, Mizeh machshich, who is this person who is dark, or is darkening, or is makes believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dark? HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not exist. He's unaware of what's happening in this world. Now, the point Mitzudas makes is that's not the word that's being used here in this pasuk. The word in this pasuk is ma'alim. Ma'alim means to conceal. The Mitzudas just explains that the ma'alim and machshich are basically two words which mean the same thing. When it's dark, something is hidden. It's just the more refined expression when Eev speaks towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Hashem spoke to Eev, Hashem was harsh. Hashem said, how dare you say about me that I am in the dark? So Eev here says, you're right, I apologize. When I said about you, Hashem, that you're in the dark, so he didn't want to actually repeat those words, because those words are disrespectful towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he used a more refined expression in this pasuk. This is what Eve said, Hashem said, "Lamana Rishon, Mize Machshech V'chulu, Ki Ma'alim U'Machshech." These two words, Hu Echad B'Muvanam, they mean exactly the same thing. Ella She'ochaz Lashon Kovid. When he's responding to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he's repeating the question, he's paraphrasing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you just use a different vocabulary, which is more respectful. Ki Ilu Amaloi Hamakim Mihu Ze. Who is this person? Hashem is speaking concerning Eev. Asher Milo Libo, that has filled up his heart, he's arrogant. Lachshoiv, to think. Shenelma mimeni eitza nechona, that it is hidden from me a proper way to rule the world. V'hamachshava hahi, so now he explains this machshava hi mibli das, is foolish. Ki yachshev shemosarti hakol biyad hamarocha, this foolish person, Eev, thinks that I am in the dark, I'm not aware of what's taking place in this world, because I've given over control of this world to the mazolos, to the stars, to the constellations. Lochein rotzolaymar, Eev now says, concerning this, al ze oshiv, Eev says, concerning this that you said to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this complaint, lochein ba'avur hadavar hahi ba'atzma, concerning that matter, al shayisi baldas, blidas, it's because I was foolish. The reason why indeed I made such an accusation was because I'm pleading insanity.
It's really ignorance.
I'm pleading ignorance. That's why I made that statement. I did not understand us mehasa mehashgachoscha hanifla. At that moment in time, I was not aware of your enormous hashgach. Yadvar masher separti migoidel hahashgachoscha. The matters that I spoke concerning the greatness of your hashgacha, you neflos umichusos mimeni, even though I was aware of some of your wonders, but the full scope of your wonders was hidden from me, v'lo yodatim me'oz, and I was unaware, and that is why I was foolish. Ucho oimer, what does he mean to say in the bigger picture of this pasuk? The emes mibli das amarti masha amarti, I plead insanity. I was a foolish or ignorance. Okay,
it's kind of ironic because those things which he attributed to Hashem are really now he's attributing to himself, being out of the loop, being removed from and not knowledgeable of the situation. Those are things that are now he realizes it about himself rather than about HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Well, they go hand in hand.
Yeah.
There are things that he realized about himself, and the things that now he comes to become aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those are two things. He just basically saying, I was ignorant of your infinite ways.
It was me who was in the dark.
Right, okay, Echanami. But the words of the pasuk, the way at least according to the Mitzvot, he's saying, he's referring specifically back to Kadosh Baruch Hu's words. He's quoting Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ma shamati ulam ata now, at achar, after you have related to me your power, your involvement in the world, you've proven to me through describing the Shor Habar and the Leviathan your infinite power and your involvement in the world. Going before the Shor Habar and the Leviathan, there were two parakim where Kadosh Baruch Hu described how he created the world, how he is involved in the world, in creation and in the science of the world. I admit you, that you are right. Everything you said is right. Now let's go back. It's a very hard pasuk. It's easier to read the pasuk backwards. If you read the pasuk backwards, let's go like the last few words. V'loy avin niflaos, I was not aware of your wonders. Mimeni.
That's not the way the pasuk reads. It's not.
Okay. So then, lochein, therefore, higadati v'loy oven. Higadati v'loy oven. I have spoken without understanding. Okay, let's, fine. But let's start from where lochein. Therefore, higadati v'loy oven. I have spoken without understanding. All of the words that I said as a criticism to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, were all said with foolishness because I did not understand. Nifla'os mimeni. The wonders were beyond me. I was not aware. It was beyond me, the incredible wonders that you've created. V'loy Eda. I was unaware. Therefore, now, it goes back to the beginning of the Pasuk. I was therefore Beli das. I was therefore acting without knowledge. I was foolish. And mizeh malim etza means who then? And it's because of that I made the accusation. I said the words that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is his counsel is dark, is concealed. The reason why I said the foolish words of higadati. I think you have to take the word higadati. I have spoken. What have I spoken? I have spoken by saying the words mizeh malam etza. Who is this creature? Who is this being? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who is he that is in the dark? That it is concealed from him proper counsel in conducting and dealing with the world. I said those words. I have spoken higadati. I spoken those words of mizeh malam etza. But it's not my fault. The reason why I spoke those words was because I was beli das. I was ignorant. How was I ignorant? What was I ignorant? V'loy ovin. I was different expressions of not being ignorant, not understanding. The nifla'os mimeni, there are wonders that were beyond my understanding. V'lo'eda, and I didn't know. Okay, so that's, I think, believing, really trying what the Mizzou is trying to say. It's like very common in these words. You got to take the words and you have to rearrange the words to make more sense. Because you try to read the words in order, it doesn't flow. You have to take the words, mizem alam etza is a statement that Eve made against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and said that he got it, which he expressed, and he now confesses it was only due to the fact that he was ignorant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways. Had he been aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's infinite nature, he never would have accused HaKadosh Baruch Hu of running the world without knowing what he is doing. Hirashi says something very similar. Mizeh malim asher helim v'chisa atzasai v'nifla'o shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'blidas. Who is this that concealed his counsel and his wonders, shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bivli das, yodati ki akol biyotcho lasos. I'm aware that everything in your hand is to do, is in your power. The alkein higadati ktsas migvuroisof, kasher hoyu im lovavi, kasher yodati. Now, I don't think Rashi is saying the same thing as the Mitzudos. I don't really have a clarity of what he means. Who is this? Asher helim v'chisa atzasay v'nifla'isav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'vlidas. Who is this foolish person that concealed the wonders of HaKadosh Baruch Hu without knowledge? Maybe he's saying it about himself. Mizeh malam etza b'vlidas. Yodati ki akol biyotcho lasos v'imkein higati ktsas migvuroisav kasher hayu im levavi kasher yodati. I only spoke about part of your wonders.
I knew about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, some of his,
but I was not aware of,
but he didn't know about all of his capabilities. That's what the second part of the
Pasuk
says. He didn't know the rest of his capabilities.
So this then is a statement of Eva saying he's not, he's, so then what is mizeh malam? It's not like in the Mitzudos, right? The Mitzudos.
I think you say he's talking about himself. Yeah.
Yeah, like the Mitzudos.
No.
He's saying mizeh malam etza. I never was aware of your greatness. Who is this HaKadosh Baruch Hu who is asher helim v'chisat sasev nifloisav shaKadosh Baruch Hu? Who is that? He's saying who am I? He's coming to question himself. Who am I, Eiv, that was not aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways? Mizeh asher helim v'chisa atzasev nifloisav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'vlidas. Okay, I'm not really sure. I don't really. I think the Mitzudos is clearer. he's coming to quote HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he himself said those words to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All right, let's go a little bit further.
My involvement in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is way for me. I always believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My problem was, I didn't know what to answer all the problems. In other words, Tzadik Varala or Rosh HaVitoblo, I had no way to answer that when people discussed it with me. I had no way to know what to say. And so what I'm asking you to do is explain things to me, because it's Emunah is great, but Emunah with understanding is even better.
Emunah with understanding is even better.
If I had the understanding behind the Emunah, then it would really lock it in to a different level, and I'd be able to answer other people.
Okay.
Have a problem discussing
with people.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
He believes. He says, I believed all the time. Problem is, I had no way to explain it.
That was the unbelievable thing, that he never lost a Muna.
No, that's what he says. I mean, obviously, we learned the other portion.
Okay, let's look at the next Rashi. The next Rashi is Veloy Ovin. Although it's true that I knew a little bit about you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rashi continues, I did not know the full scope. Lo hevanti kol kach, I did not understand that much. Kasher hodatani, like you have made known to me. In the last few parakim, you have made known to me new things that I was not aware of. Ki kamo niflos nistaros v'nelamos, many, there were many wonders that were hidden and concealed from me. Asher eineni yodeh, which I was unaware of. So he's basically, according to Rashi, saying that about himself. Mizeh malamet, so he's saying, who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I have now a new appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What I know of you now is not what I knew of you before. It's a new discovery.
He's saying, I previously shortchanged you.
Right. Who, when I look back now at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in my early understanding, I wouldn't recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or the other way around. If I would put myself back in my younger years, earlier, and recall how I related to you, it's completely different in the way that I know you today. The way I come to appreciate you today is in a completely different awareness than what I knew about you in the past. So I'm saying, Mizeh Malameitza, who is this God? I thought I knew you, Hashem, and the truth is, I really didn't know you, because now I've come to realize you have hidden from me these incredible miracles and wonders. The same idea we find by the Mon. There's a very beautiful drush from Rav Menachem Mendel Meiriminov. Rav Menachem Mendel Meiriminov wrote an entire sefer on the Mon. He was one of his big things. That, in fact, on a Tuesday of Parshas, B'Shalach, Tuesday Parshas B'Shalach, when the custom is to say the Parshas Amon as a school of a Parnasa, so that comes from Menachem Mendel Meiriminov. So Menachem Mendel asks the question, what does it mean, Mon? Mon literally comes from the word man. Man means who. Vayomu ish el ochiv mon hu. Each one said to their friend, who are you? What does it mean, who are you? They knew each other. They knew each other in Mitzrayim. All of a sudden now, when they started eating man, they didn't recognize each other. Why did they not recognize each other? They were eating lechem abirim, food of angels. It had an impact upon them. They became spiritual people. They became refined and holy. And each person literally did not recognize, who are you? You're a different person. I never knew you had in you these koichos of kedusha. Like, you know, you don't see a person for 20, 30 years, and then you finally go to a reunion and you look at the person and you don't recognize the person. Sometimes for good, and sometimes for not so good. Vayomru ish el achiv, each one said to the other, monhu, which simply means, what is the bread?
That's the next line in the pasuk.
They did not know what the bread is. Each one said to their friend, what is this piece of bread? What is this food? We don't know what it is. But Menachem Mendel Meiriminov interprets the pasuk, who are you? Ki lo yadu mahu, each person did not really appreciate the essence of their friend. People, you always hear this about people that when they get married, they look back only a couple of years later, the person that they married, they had no clue. It's a sealed envelope. Go into a marriage, no matter how much you think you know the kala, it's a sealed envelope. You really don't know what you're getting. Years later, then you have a whole new appreciation of who the person really is, what the person really is. So possibly that's really what he's saying over here, according to Rashi. Eiv now says about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mize Malamitz, who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I thought I knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu my entire life, for 70 years. Now, through this event of suffering, and questioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and having a response from my three friends, and then from Eliyahu, and now HaKadosh Baruch Hu response, I've learned new things about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I were to go back, and you were to show me the HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I know today, I would say, I don't know who this HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Who is this HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's not what I understood. I've grown in Ruchni as a spirituality to a point where I now say, Mi Zeh, who is this? Who is Malam Eitzah, whose wonders, whose Nifl Eitzah, seemingly according to the period of the Perish of Rashi, are the Niflohos, are the wonders, and the Hanhag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because until now, the reason why I'm now saying I don't know who you are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is because until now I was believed us. I was ignorant. L'chein, he got it to v'loy oven. I said things in the past. I was not aware of your greatness. Niflos me many. There were wonders that were hidden from me. V'lo eda. And that's why now I have a new appreciation. I could say, who are you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That appears to be the Perish of Rashi. The Mitzudas, again, is not saying this. The Mitzudas is saying that this seemingly is a quotation of a sin. It's not a positive expression. Like Rashi, I've now come to have a new appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. According to the Mitzudos, these words were the words that were uttered in sin. Eiv challenged HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have disappeared. You're Malim. You created the world. You wound it up. You disappeared. The world is now under the control of the constellations. Who is this God that just disappears and runs away and lets things happen by itself and this chaos and I suffer? So Eiv apologizes. This that I said in the past, Mi Zeh Malam Eitzah, I only said that because I was ignorant. I apologize. I plead insanity. It was belidos. L'chein higadeti. That's why I said it. V'loy oven. I was not aware. Niflos mimeni. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wonders are beyond me. V'loy eda. Repetition of these ideas. That's why. So two very different mahalchim in the parish of the pasuk. Is it a positive expression or is it an expression that is a quotation of the sin that Eiv made when he began? Now pasuk dal. Eiv now said, I want to speak to you. HaKadosh Hashem, please listen. Listen to me. I now want to get a chance to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Esh olcha, I will ask you, v'hodieni, I will ask you something, you will make it known to me. Pasuk dal in the Mitzudo, Shmano, Chozar v'omel Hashem. Eiv now speaks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shmano Eli, please let me speak, v'anochi adaber, lohoshiv, to answer, lom l'masha amarto b'mana hasheniya. The Mitzudos is following his approach. There were two different responses from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Two different. For the first response was the second response was what? Esh olcha v'hodieni ratzoloimar. Esh olcha. From the second response, Hashem, the second response said, Eiv, let me ask you, were you around when I created the world? Do you understand how the weather patterns work? Do you understand how the animals interact with one another? We had the previous parakim, all of these long, long list of rhetorical questions. So, Rotz Leimar, it's one more time, Lamasha Marta, this that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you Hashem said, B'man HaShnei, you asked these rhetorical questions. Eshalcha v'hodiyein, Rotz Leimar, Eshalcha mitimhoin nifloisi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Eiv, let me ask you questions concerning the wonders of my, the question, the mysteries of the world, the timhoin nifloisi, v'heishav emo emes, can answer me if you have an answer, if you really understand how these things work, how all the contradictions in science can be reconciled. So even though these were rhetorical questions, Eiv is now coming to say, I want to answer them anyway. Eiv, in his humility at this point, is saying, I know you didn't really expect me to answer, but anyway, I want to answer. And I want to answer, that's right. The answer is, I was not there. I don't know. It's beyond me. It's way over my head. So Shema Na'iv says, listen now, Vanuch Yadaber Esh Olcha. I will speak. What will I speak? So it's, Metudas is very complex. I will answer you concerning what you, Hashem, said, Esh Olcha V'Hodieni. According to the Metudas, the last two words of the Pasuk are the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the few previous program, said, Esh Olcha, let me ask you questions, V'Hodieni, and answer me, respond to me. And they were really meant to be rhetorical questions. Now, Eeyah says, I want to answer. Listen, Hashem, I have what to respond to you. Rashi, let's see, Rashi learns a little differently. There is no Rashi. Okay, there is no Rashi. Get a bonus here. Pasuk Hey. So now this is a hard pasuk. Pasuk Hey. L'shema ozen shematicha to v'ata eini ro'oscha. So the answer is, Hashem, I've heard a lot about you. I've heard reports, I've read books, I've seen films, I've seen documentaries about your wonders. But ein edoyme shmiya l'riya. It's really a paraphrase of this Maimon Chazal. I've heard quite a bit. L'shema ozen, the hearing of the ear, shematicha, but the ata. But now, after the experience, and after you speaking to me, Eini ro'oscha, my eyes see. And therefore, what's the deeper meaning of this pasuk? Everything here is very mystical, very hidden. I stand down. I recognize it's much, much more complex than I could ever imagine. Einoi doime shmiya l'ri'iyah. You could read about something, but when you experience it and you see it, it's a different world. I now have that experience of you coming to me, and therefore I now understand I'm not going to challenge you anymore. That's my answer. That is my answer to you. When you challenge me, when you said these questions to me in response to my chutzpah, it was only because I was begeder, a listener. But now, after you spoke to me, I'm begeder, a roya, and it's already different. Okay, let's take a look at the route in the Mitzvah's Pasuk. Hey, L'shemos and Ratzel Leimar. Al ze oshet. I'm now going to answer the rhetorical questions. Hine, me'oz shamati shemach. I heard a report of your greatness. V'cho'oimer. What he means to say. V'chein hayu k'derech davar hanishma. When you hear about something, shein chakuk.
Reputation.
Shein chakuk kol kach b'leiv hashamea. When you hear about something, it's not etched in stone upon your heart. Avul ata now eini ro'oscha, my eyes see. You have spoken directly to me. When now that you've spoken to me, the impression of speaking to me has touched upon my heart. Now I understand I now understand the answer to my questions. Okay, this is what the whole sefer is coming to. It's coming to this point here. It's not because of Kadosh Baruch Hu, you are limited. You do not have the ability to give me reward and for my good deeds. Kiim, here is according to the Metudas, the bottom line of Sefer Iyov. Kiim ba'avur shadayim lahigati letachlis hatzedek b'shleimus rav. The reason why you did not reward me for my good deeds, because I have not reached that level where I deserve reward. I have not reached tzedek b'shleimus rav. The ainli gemul ma, I do not deserve my due levakish miyotcha to the degree that I'm able to ask it as an entitlement. In other words, I now recognize I don't deserve anything. I recognize I'm a nothing, I'm a sinner, I have not fulfilled my potential. That was a major theme of the Sefer, and therefore I don't deserve, after I have actually seen the experience. By Matan Torah, what?
What are the sins?
Well, we don't know. It doesn't tell us. One thing that we did come out in the Sefer is that there's more potential. He did not reach his potential. And another thing we did come is that he did not influence, did not protest things that were taking place in the world. He lived in his tzidkus, in his own little community, his own little world. But if a person has the power and the power to influence other people and to go out into the world and to stop people from doing averos, he has that obligation. And if he fails to do so, he is held accountable. Those are two major themes: potential and making a macha, protesting against crimes that have been committed out in the world. Okay, so we have over here this very powerful idea of ein adoyme shmiya l'ri'iya. This ties into matan tarv cholam royim es hakolos. They saw the kolos. But when Chazal say ein adoyme shmiya l'ri'iya, generally we have the idea, like what it says here, what we said over here is that a picture is worth 1,000 words. When you see something, the experience is much more profound than reading about it, hearing the description. But it's not exactly what Chazal say. Chazal never say that seeing is better. Chazal tol ein adoyme. It's not comparable. Which means there are some Bali Musa that bring out this point. There are milas sometimes in listening, in reading, in understanding something more than seeing. For example, when Avraham took his servants Eliezer and Yishmael to the Akedah, so he said, "Vayar es hamokom merachok." He saw the mokom. He asked his children, "What do you?" He asked Yishmael, "What do you see?" "We just see a mountain. We don't see anything." So what did he say to them? "Shvu lechem poim achamar, am hazem lechamar." But they saw it. They saw the mountain. Didn't they see the spirituality? The answer is no, they didn't, because there's more than just seeing. There's understanding. Understanding that we're going out to the Akedah to have an appreciation, to have a sensitivity towards Kedusha. A person can go to the Beis HaMikdash. No, so what do you see? You go to the coastal. Ask a tourist from China who comes to the coastal, that how many tourists come a year? 6 million people. And ask 6 million people to describe their experience by the coastal Hamaravi. So what do they see? They saw a wall. What do they see? Ask a religious person for whom it has significance. Oh yeah, they have different stories. But Gedolei Yisrael, they came to the coastal, they fainted. They couldn't even, they had to be carried out. Why? Because it's not just the physical ri'iyah. It's understanding. Understanding is the concept of Shema, of listening. So by Matan Torah, V'chol ha'om royim es hakolos, they were able to synthesize the best of both worlds. There are milos in seeing, and there are milos of shmia. Ein adoyme shmia l'ri'iya, all the means of two are not comparable. Each one has its milos. In the context of this pasuk, it says l'shem oizen shematicha, but v'ata eini ra'asa, my eye see it. Here it's being used in the sense that seeing is better than understanding, but that's not really what it means. Better, it means the experience. The experience of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, speaking to me, explaining in first hand your awesome deeds, has elevated me to a new level. But we have to also appreciate that there's also an understanding of Shmiah, of the combination, right? So we think, okay, now he had the combination, you want to say. The combination is what now brought him to a higher madrego. When you see it, now he appreciated that the Shmia was elevated to a new madrego. So these are two different concepts.
Yes, the Rishisa, the Medrash brings down.
Yes.
I mean, the best man, he walked into the Kosh Kedosh and said, "Take whatever you want."
Right. Check out the menorah.
He couldn't go back inside.
Once
he was inside.
Very good. Going inside, there was a ri'iya together with a shmiya. There was a combination. Okay, so this is a powerful, powerful pasuk. And I mean, to a certain degree, this pasuk is the, you know, it's the message. It's the bottom line of Iyav. Iyav saying, "My whole life I suffered." He bitterly complains. And now, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to him and speaks to him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu basically says the same exact thing to him as the friends and Elihu, but it's different, because now it's not just an intellectual experience, it's a real experience of coming in contact with Kodesh Baruch Hu, which has an entirely different flavor. Rashi Pasuk Hey, L'shem O'zen Shematicha, Kama v'kama pam shemati shemacha. Many times I heard a report. I heard things about you, Kodesh Baruch Hu. But v'ata now in you also es shechinascha. But now that you have come and you have spoken to me, I've seen your shechina al kein asher zechisi lachsa shechinascha. Now that I've been merited to see the shechina, moes ani b'chayai. I now look back and I realize how foolish I was in the past. I detest my life. V'eya misnachem, and I have regret. I have regret over all of the things that I've said and I have done. Ilu hayisi shachin bekever, I only wish I could be buried in a grave. Lashuv la'afar va'efer asher lotachti misham, from which I have been created. So this is very powerful motion. The person comes to the next world, and there it's purely spiritual, and he's in the presence of the Shechina. Every neshama will say, what a fool I was. Here on this world, I was reidif, achar mamon, kavod, taiva, all of the narishkeits of this world. Look what Eve said. Eve said, after he had an experience of a Kodesh Baruch coming to him, he now realized how foolish he was in the past.
Most of us don't have that experience. And as the way the Bible explains it, makes a lot of sense.
Well, Eve was a different level. We shouldn't downplay who Eve was. Eve, Chazal say, was meant to be Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Elokei Eiv. This is where Rav Shrapi. Rav Shrapi at the end of the Sefer explains as follows. Eve was meant to be for the Umos HaOlam what Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are for us. See, the Umos HaOlam don't, as far as we know, this is Rav Shrapi's interpretation, it's very, very profound and possibly controversial, and the Mahalik is that as far as we know, the Umos HaOlam don't have a leader. They had over the years Bilam, and they were spiritual leaders, but the Umos HaOlam don't have anyone that they all collectively connect to and trace their lineage and trace their spiritual relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael is unique in this way that we are B'nai Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We trace our spiritual existence to the founding fathers. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give the Umos HaOlam someone like this as well, not just a Navi. We also have Nevi'im. There are 48 prophets in Klal Yisrael. Moshe was the Av HaNevi'im. But we don't say in Shemona Esrei, Elokei Moshe. Moshe was the Av HaNevi'im. Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. They are the founding fathers, one who have taught us Emunah. Avraham is the one who taught the world what Emunah to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. The Umos HaOlam don't have that. They have prophets, Bilam, and all of those who came in his way, and they're real prophets. Let's not make any mistake about it, because the Shparuch spoke to them. But they don't have. Eve was meant in the divine plan to be the Elokei Eoi for the Umos HaOlam. See, this is something very different. Rav Shram says that when you commonly hear, when you study the Sfarim, and you hear Darsham talk about this Maimon Chazal, they'll tell you that Eve was meant to be for us, for Klal Yisrael. Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Moshe Ben Ezra, Elokei Yaakov, and it was also in Elokei Eve, and it's all part of, you know, just part of the club, only for Klal Yisrael. And the 70 nations of the world, too bad for them. They're going to jump off a bridge. We don't care about that. No. Eve was never meant to be part of Klal Yisrael. He was meant to be for the Umos HaOlam what the others are for us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tested Eve. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought upon him in Yisurim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu desperately wanted Eve to be omer in this Nisayon. Okay, again, what it means exactly, we don't know, to overcome it and not to question HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways. And that would have created such power in this world, its influence was so great that people would come to visit, and Eve would say, "Gamzu l'tova." I will not bitterly complain and say, "Hakadosh Baruch Hu zemazolos and it's tazik v'ralo." The world would have been a very different place. They would not have tayag mitzvos, the world, but it would be a world where every single non-Jew would observe the Sheva mitzvos b'nei Noach. There wouldn't be wars. There would be a religious world. We wouldn't have all the mishkas that we have today. It would be a different world. Eve failed. He failed. And that failure is not just a personal tragedy. It is a tragedy for the entire world. Ad hayom hazeh. This is what Rav Shrapi's powerful idea.
This very implies that Eve was a Jewish.
That's his mahalach. Rav Schwab's mahalach is that he's bedavka not Jewish, and he was the equivalent of Avraham for the Umos HaOlam. He could have been that for the Umos HaOlam, and there would have been peace between Klal Yisrael and Umos HaOlam, Eve being their God, their founder, their God, their the one who their tradition. But it was a failure for Eve, and that failure led to a failure for the entire world. And that is the great tragedy. And then we're going to finish up the next couple of psukim. We're going to take HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He restored Eve his health, and he lived for another 140 years, and he had children and wealth and kavod. It's meaningless. It was all good for him. It was one person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him his reward in this world, but he had no legacy. After he died, after 140 years, and he had 10 children, and had an enormous wealth, It was all for what? It's not even a sentence in world history. It doesn't exist. It's a tragic. The Sefer Eiv is a very, very tragic end. It appears at first glance it's a very happy ending. He's now gonna get his wealth back and he's gonna get children and he's gonna live. It's all personal happiness, but for the world, nothing came from this. Okay, so let's now see the last pasuk. The last pasuk is Al Kain. Therefore, Rashi really explained this. When we said the Rashi pasuk, okay, Rashi pasuk really explained pasuk Vav. Al Kain, Eve's last words are therefore, Emas v'nichamti, I detest my life, v'nichamti, and I have comfort, or nichamti more literally means I change my mind. V'loy nocham elokim derech eretz polish, the Baruch Hu did not guide them, did not. Shabbos always says nechama means a change. I now nichamti means I have comfort. I've changed my outlook. I'll offer v'efer concerning this, that I, well, we'll see the Machlokes Rashi and Mitzvot, we'll read the Rashi again in a moment, but concerning Mitzvot, that in the past I sat on the ground upon off of an Efer when my limbs began to fall off, and the only healing that was prescribed by the doctors was to sit on off of an Efer. Okay, let's see the Mitzvot, we'll see Rashi again. The Mitzvot Pasik Vav says, okay, if Bavur Ahavas Hasaga, Asher Hasakti, due to this new hasaga, new appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I've achieved through seeing your Shechina, it's no longer a report, but I've witnessed a communication of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Emas b'chol hakinyanim hagufim, the Mitzudos learns, I detest worldly possessions, all of my worldly possessions in my eyes are nothing, ki kamoim ka'ayin mul yokar, all of them as nothing opposite the yokar, the preciousness, hasaga hahi of understanding a Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's no greater pleasure in this world than spiritual accomplishments. V'nichanti ata now yeshli tanchumim rav, I have great comfort ala tsar shehayisi bo. Here's how the Ritzu is going to differ with Rashi. Losheves besoch ofor v'efer, going back to the beginning of the sefer, when I was in pain, I sat upon ash and dust in order to alleviate the pain, and I complained bitterly, why must I suffer in such a way? Now I have comfort why I was in such pain. Kimasha Omar v'yoshev besocha efer, it says in the pasuk in Perek Beis, he sat on the efer, ki atzar hazeh hayesibu lahasagas emes, now I understand that this pain was all a means to come and to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, Rashi, as we said before, does not learn like this. Rashi learns that the pasuk vav is a continuation from pasuk hey, that after coming in contact with you, I hate emas, I hate my past existence, my life, and I wish I was dead. I'm so ashamed of my conduct in the past. I wish my body would return to dust, off of Efer, into nothingness due to the realization of how foolish I was to challenge you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is how Rashi learns, not like the Mitzudos. Okay, Rav Schwab, he just points out one of the last point is a bit of a Jewish, is that what exactly is the Nechama? The Nechama is not knowing the answer. Rashi and the Mitzudos try to tell us that he understands the answer. At least the Mitzudos says he got the answer. The answer is, I have not achieved, I am a sinner. I have not achieved my potential. I did not make a macha against the evildoers of the world. But Rav Schwab says, not necessarily. It doesn't say that in the Pasuk. He didn't get an answer. But the Nechama is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. He communicates with me. You always hear, read about these, that people just need a good listener. If Rahman al-Islam, a person is suffering, there's nothing you can say. What could you possibly say to alleviate a person's pain? But just being there to listen, like what do they say, 90% of success in this world is showing up. It's one of these Ever hear that expression? It's the who said that? 90% of success in this world is just to show up, to be present. But it's more than being present, it's to listen. The fact that you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have listened to me and have now come to me in a vision, in some form of prophecy, and have spoken to me, that connection, that's all I need. I don't need to have an answer as to why I suffer. I just need to have the closeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be in His presence. That itself is sufficient to alleviate my pain. Al-Kain, what's the Al-Kain going on? The Al-Kain is going on the Re'iyah. Eini ro'oscha. I've given the gift of being able to see you in this world. That is my nechama. That is my nechama without even hearing any word of answer. Okay, so this concludes pretty much the poetic part of Sefer Iyyav. And now we go to, we basically to wrap it up. Everything from here on in is a wrap up of Sefer Iyyav. Vahi achar diber Hashem es ha-devar mo'el le'eliyav, vayom Hashem al-Elifas, after Hashem spoke to you, Hashem now appears to Elifas. Ha-Teimoni, Hashem speaks to Elifas, Teimoni, which we learned in the beginning of Sefer, that Elifas, assuming we assume, is the son of Esav, the grandson of Yitzchak Avinu. Hashem says to him, Chora api v'cha, I'm furious at you, uvishnei re'echa, at your two friends, ki lo dibatim elai nechona, you did not speak concerning me properly, ki avdi iyov, like my servant iyov. Now, in other words, that you have failed in your attempt to comfort Eov because you've provoked him. You've told him that he's a sinner, and you've said very harsh things. Now the problem here is, what do you mean ka'avdi Eov? Eov also spoke very harsh words. So this is what Rashi and the Mitzvahs address, very important. You saw that even though Eov said the worst things, which you can argue are even worse, are more full of more heresy than Eliphaz, Bildad, and Sofar, but Eov is not held accountable for his words because he was in a state of torture, of pain. Let's see the Mitzvahs.
He's just apologized for it.
No, he's apologized, but we're not going back to the apology. We're going back to the time before Eov apologized. Okay, let's take a look at the pasuk Zayin and Mitzvahs. Zayin of Shnei Re'echa, Heima Bildad v'Tzofar. Why didn't Hashem appear to Bildad and Tzofar? So seemingly because they were not worthy of a prophecy. They were not on that madrega. Among the three friends of different madregos, Eliphaz was on a higher madrega, was worthy of a direct communication to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Hashem said to him, Hashem spoke to him. But by the way, this is very important. So what about Elihu? We mentioned this last time. What about Elihu? Elihu is not criticized. Elihu was respectful. Elihu is not part. We leave out Elihu. And that indicates that everything that Elihu said was on the mark. There was no criticism of Elihu. You did not speak on my behalf. Teshuva nechona proper bavuri on my behalf. Teshuva nechona v'amitis, a proper and correct answer. Ki amartem, what is the gist? What is the summary of what you said to Yov? Shabohu lo hayisurim ba'avur roiv pish'o, due to his enormous sins. The lo kein hu. Hashem now says to you, that's not so. You've made a big mistake. Ki lo harik lo hirbe livshoya, he has not sinned very much. Ulam lo higia dain letachlis hashlemus. The reason why he suffers according to the mitzudos is because he did not reach his potential. Ugmul hamaseh hi mitzara chesed. And this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives reward, is not because a person is entitled to reward. A person only receives reward out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kindness. V'loiro hoyu l'kabul ha-chesed, and he wasn't deserving to receive this chesed, he did not reach his potential. That was the correct answer. And you told him, Eve, the reason why you suffer is because you are a chayte. Ka'avdi Eve, k'mosh Eve lo diber nechayna, sh'omar sh'akol. And the Mitzudas learns, Ka'avdi Eve is like he also, okay, different than I told you. I think I told you maybe is Rashi. You'll get that one moment. Kemoshi of Gloy Diber Nechoyna, Shomer Hashakol Bomipas Hamarocha, Kein Atem Lo Dibartem Nechoyna, Bemash Amartem Shabolo Bavur Roiv Pishoy. So according to the Mitzudos, the word Ke'avdi means an equivalence. Everyone here is guilty. Everyone in this table is guilty. Eov is guilty, and the three friends are guilty. Eliphaz, Bildad, and Sofar. Eov is guilty because Eov said the world is run by the Mazalos. Bildad, Sofar, and Eliphaz said Eov is guilty because he has done Averos. Everyone is guilty. And therefore, I'm holding everyone accountable. However, Eov is not accountable. In the parentheses it says, V'yim shagam Eov lodi ben cholim mikol makam koru ha'avdi, but he's still in this pasuk called my servant. He's called my servant. Why? The Amru Rabbi Steinu Zon Levracha and Mitzvah quoted this many times. Mikan she'ein adam nitfas al tsaru, a person is not held accountable for things that he does in a state of pain. Ki ba'avur koshi ha'yisurim davar diba mashaviber. The only reason why he spoke words about because was because he was frustrated, was because he was in a state of pain. So he's not held accountable. So, but still, according to the Mitzvah, the pasuk is critical. Okay, it's critical, but forgiving. It's critical. Lo dibartem elai nechona. You did not speak properly concerning me, just like Avdi Eov did not speak properly. But Eov, I'm going to call my Eved. The Eved is the greatest kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give a person. Who, upon whom did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say the word Eved?
Moshe
Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu did not have long hespedim. Okay, they did not have a marathon hespedim running for 24 hours with a shloshim and a yartzeit and having every one of the gedolei hadar and family members. There was one, the whole hesed was two words. Vayam Moshe, Eved Hashem. The hesped for Moshe Rabbeinu was two words: Eved Hashem. It's the greatest thing you can say about a human being in this world, and that's what Hashem said about Moshe. And here,
said,
what?
Abraham.
Yeah.
Abraham Ohavi.
Ohavi. And Abraham Ohavi, but that wasn't the time that he died. That okay. You're right. Okay, it's a good point to take it back. But when Moshe died, by Yom HaShemoshe, the only record of the hesped that we find in the Torah, B'Shas Misa, is the hesped that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu, by Yom HaShemoshe, Eved Hashem, Ke'avdi Eov. And here it says the Kamat, the same thing about Eov, he's also called an Eved. So this says, what's going on? Hashem is criticizing him, and yet Hashem over here is giving him praise. So that's exactly the answer, the nature of the complexity of this world. The good things and bad things don't cancel one another out. You're rewarded for the good things and you're punished for the bad things. Here he's criticized for what he said about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he's still forgiven because Ein Adonai Mitzvah Shat Sarah. Eliphaz was a very holy person. According to Chazal, he was the grandson of Esav. Eliphaz was instructed to kill Yaakov, and Eliphaz did not do so, even though he was under the command of his father. He instead made a deal that Yaakov says, "Ani chashuv kemes." Obviously, Eliphaz was a holy person. He was a tzaddik.
He built the ladder.
He built
the ladder.
The suwa ladder.
The
suwa. What does it say? He built the ladder for Yaakov. Okay, that was in a dream. Yeah.
It's not critical.
It seems
he holds
Echa Belev. Right. So that's exactly the point. That's exactly right. This is only the Mitzvahs. According to the Mitzvahs, it's critical. That's the Mitzvahs. You're right. Look at Rashi. I think it says Rashi pasuk Zayin. It was Shnei Re'acha Bildad Hashuchi Mitzvah Hanamasi. Exactly. What the Malm is saying is similar to what it says in Rashi. Rashi says we're not being critical. When it says Ka'avdi, the Chav is not equivalence. But it means even this that he said, Tam V'Rosha, who Mechale, this that he has said, critical words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he consumes the Tam V'Rosha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is harsh to both the Tzaddik and the Rosha. V'Yadi HaSatam Mekadri Gatsoilam. And Eov said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows the Satan to do what he wants, as it says during the Perek Tes, Im Shot Yomis Pisom, if when the Satan he flies around, he can take and he can kill whoever he wants without any din v'cheshbon. Vim Hoysav Da Miponai, and this Eov went and he said harsh things about me. Koishi Yisurim, it's only due to the intensity of his suffering, Asher Kavdo V'chosko, love which was heavy. heavy and strong upon him. Diber avlatem. So Eve is not his nakiavdi. Eve is not responsible. Eve is a good guy. There's no Rashi is coming to minimize very much, much more so than the mitzudos, the sins of Eve. Avlatem, you, the friends, pashatem al asher harashim. So you're guilty. This that you went, you became guilty. Laim to say hello. Yirasa kislascha. Your fear is your foolishness. In other words, that you're not the chazaktem also the cheskas. Those that was the complaint of chazma also the cheskas resha, and you attributed to him. You attribute. He said that you're also kislasa. That is that you're not really a yorish shemayim. Your fear is foolishness. In other words, you're insincere. This that you make believe that you're a yorish kadosh baruch hu. It's a foolish act. It's a disguise. This chazaktem also the cheskas resha, and he made him into a rasha. At the end was you were silent. He got the better of you. He responded. You didn't have the answer. You should have given him comfort. So here Rashi explicitly says that Elihu was a good guy. We discussed this. He did not, everything Elihu said was on the mark. And he did not deserve the suffering. And you provoked him in order to cause him to say things or even worse. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was extremely critical of the three friends, Eliphaz, Bilhah, and Tzofar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now going to instruct them what to do, and that we'll see next time how to make amends for their terrible sin.